Chapter 10. A Letter for George. Myrna. I could not stop thinking about George. I wrote him a letter every day, but I did not know how to send them to him. The letters were really for me. They helped me to stay strong. Every time I left the house, I heard white people talking about George. They were saying horrible things. I wanted to shout at them and tell them the truth about George. He was a good person, and I knew that he did not kill those girls. Granny knew that I was angry about George. She did not want me to leave the house by myself. I think that she was worried that I wanted to do something dangerous. One day, I had to go to the store with Ella and Henry to get some food. Ella was acting strangely, but I did not care. I only cared about George. When we got to the store, I saw Fred. Fred was in my class at school. He was friends with George, too. I walked away from Ella and Henry and went to speak to Fred. "Have you heard anything about George?" I asked. He nodded. "They're going to move him to a new prison because people keep trying to hurt him here." "I need to give him a letter," I told Fred. "Will you help me? If he moves to a new prison, I won't be able to write to him. I still believe in him, and I want him to know." "Okay," said Fred, "that's a good idea. A letter will give him some hope. Let's do it. Let's give George a letter." Fred and I made a plan to go to the police station later that night. "I have to go back home for a minute," I said. "After that, I'll come and meet you at the church." I said goodbye to Fred, and I saw Ella and Henry running out of the store. They were excited. "What's wrong with you two?" I asked. "Are you fighting?" "No," said Henry. "I'm just tired," said Ella. I knew that they were lying, but I did not care. All I could think about was George. As soon as we got home, Ella suddenly turned around and ran off. "Ella?" I shouted after her. "Ella," said Henry, "what are you doing?" She did not stop. She did not look at us. "What's wrong with that girl?" I asked Henry. "Nothing," said Henry. "Maybe she forgot to buy something at the store." Ella was strange, but I did not have time to worry about her. I needed to meet Fred. I went into my room and took out the last letter I wrote for George. I put it in my pocket and then quietly left the house. I was worried that Granny or Poppy might stop me, but nobody saw me. I met Fred in front of the church. I climbed onto the back of his bike, and then we rode to the police station. When we got off the bike, Fred said, "Can you find me a rock, please?" I did not know why he wanted a rock, but I found one for him. We walked round the back of the police station. "Okay," said Fred, "give me the letter and the rock." I gave them to him. Fred put the letter round the rock. "I'm going to throw them both together through the window," said Fred. "Good idea," I said. Fred wrote a letter for George, too. I found him another rock, and he put his letter round it. Suddenly, I heard a noise. I looked round the corner and saw two men walking toward us. "Fred," I said in a low voice, "someone's coming this way." Fred and I tried not to make any noise. The men looked around, but they did not see us. After a few minutes, I could not hear them anymore. Fred looked round the corner. "They're gone," he said. I looked up at the police station. There was only one window for the prison, so we knew that George was in there. I listened carefully. I was sure that I could hear someone crying inside the window. "Are you ready?" Fred asked me. I nodded. Fred threw the rock with my letter on it into the air. It went through the prison window, but then it hit a metal table or chair inside and made a lot of noise. "Oh no," said Fred. "We have to go," I said. I could hear voices from the police station. The men were coming back. "Quickly, Fred." Fred threw his rock too, but it did not go through the window. It made a loud noise as it fell back to the ground. "Fred," I said. Fred looked sad. I knew that he wanted to try again, but the men were coming. We ran back to the bike, and we quickly rode away. "I hope he can read your letter," said Fred. "Me too," I said. I looked up at the sky. I hoped that George was looking out his window too. I hoped he knew that he was not alone.